Fanatic.com is brought to you by Big Dog Tech Solutions. Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Streets Maintenance. The Oxyokin and the Amanas. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. Wells Fargo Advisors. Senior Benefits. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. GT Carr and his great crew, family, at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And Patrick Eads, his son Tyler, and everyone at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Here's Tom Suter. He's back. He was back yesterday.
I was.
Pat Hardy. From HawkFanatic.com.
Pat Hardy, who's also back from his home.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Take it away.
So are we supposed to get any rain, or is this just kind of going to be cloudy and humid?
It's supposed to rain sometime this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a thunderstorm.
But I don't know that we need it.
Well, going to need it next week. Next week, we're in the 90s, and he's very humid.
Oh, rain will just make it worse. Yeah. So hopefully it won't rain.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's supposed to be mid-90s through the whole week next week.
Well, it's almost July, so that's kind of typical.
It is.
This has been unusual these last few days.
And the corn knee-high by the 4th of July, it's up to my armpits now, I think.
Yeah, if they could afford to plant it with the cost of fertilizer, which a lot of fields are not planted this year.
Well, I mean, some fields, they don't plant.
Yeah, well, I understand that. But
they don't want the soil to get leached of all its.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of farmers are bitching about they can afford to go without planting more than they can afford the fertilizer, so. I don't know. I've got emails to that effect.
Yeah.
You know.
There you go.
So, somebody came up to me yesterday. I don't know if I told you, and said he listens all the time. And is Anthony on vacation?
Yes, he did tell me.
Yeah.
How old was the person?
Not as old as me.
Well, you're almost 80, so.
Well, there you go.
Was he in his 60s, 70s?
I would say 50s, 60s, I would say. I said, so where did he go on his vacation? Something like that. I said, well, you know, he died in 2008. And
so he obviously is not listening.
Well, he thought Jim was filling in. No, he said he was listening because he said he was sorry about, you know, Jan's passing.
Maybe you don't say Jim Hunter's name enough.
I think I say it too much.
Okay.
So anyway.
Well, congratulations to Bennett Sturts.
Number 16.
Yeah.
In the draft, drafted by Memphis, immediately traded Oklahoma City Thunder, the 2025 NBA champion. He will now presumably play behind arguably the best point guard in the league and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They could probably also play together since one 6'4 and the other 6'6. And not good for him. Third point guard in program history to be picked in the first round. Ronnie Lester, number 10 and 80. B.J. Armstrong, 18th and 89. Yeah. So now you got Bennett there. I know Steve Carfino was another point guard that was picked. I can't remember the round. And then Andre Banks, who I'm not sure was technically a point guard, he was also picked. There haven't been many Iowa. In other words, there haven't been many Iowa point guards picked in the NBA draft.
No.
So this was unusual what happened last night. And good for Bennett. I mean, it's been a wild career, three different schools, and made the most of his 1 year at Iowa. And I do. Well, I think he was going to get picked either way. I mean, the Elite Eight run obviously didn't hurt.
It sure didn't hurt.
That didn't hurt, but I think he was going to still. I think he was on their radar even before that, obviously. But no, it's nice exposure for Iowa basketball. Going to get another player in the NBA. So next year, you would assume that you got the Murray twins, Luka, Bennett. There's four. Am I missing anyone?
I don't think. No, I don't think you are.
I know Wieskamp's playing in Australia. And but, you know, I mean, there were times, years, where I didn't have anyone in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, yeah.
A lot of years.
So things are kind of trending in the right direction that way. And then they also, Oklahoma picked Adai Mara, the 7'2 center from Michigan, with the 12th pick. And so it'll be interesting to see how they fit in there and how the roster, a chance that he could be, that Bennett could play with Peyton. And
that'd be fun.
The thing is, the rosters are so, you just don't know. There's so much that could happen between now and then. But no, that would be cool if they could play together, because, boy, Peyton could sure.
Well, we just mentioned, you know, the four guys. Are we forgetting anybody? And then you started talking about Peyton. So, yeah, we forgot about Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton. Yeah, and he did sign a contract. These other four, I mean, those guys have played multiple years. And
yes.
It's a little different.
Yes.
Peyton's still fighting to get to that stage. And I think obviously he's got a really good chance. But, yeah, Peyton's in the league. And so it will be interesting to see. I mean, I'm not going to say, well, he's definitely, he and Bennett, you just don't know.
No.
I mean, so much can happen, but there's a chance it could happen, and they would play good together because Bennett is a great distributor and Peyton's a great shooter. One 6'7", the other 6'4". So, I mean, yeah, Bennett, the fact that he's 6'4", that makes up for a lot of what he doesn't have as far as quick twitch and explosiveness and all that. And so does his vision and his anticipation and all that. So, yeah, good day, good night for Iowa basketball. And I'm glad it happened pretty early. 9:04, I think, is when it, about a little after 9 o'clock when he went.
Yeah, I was tracking it, not every second.
I wasn't either. I mean, when it got to be about 13, 14, I'd been reading where he could go. The highest I saw him going was 18. So I think he kind of did exceed expectations, at least for what I had read. And but yeah, and then once he was picked, I had it on in the background, but like, again, I'm just not a big draft. I mean, the NFL draft, I just, none of that stuff has ever really tripped my trigger. I still don't get these people that travel all over the country and go to the NFL draft like it's Woodstock.
No, I don't. I don't understand that at all.
Never understood that. They paint themselves up and they must go and spend nights in hotels and yell and scream for hours during the draft watching athletes go up there, get their, it's just never really, somebody, if you're listening and can explain it to me, let me know.
What is
the attraction?
I do think I can explain it because it's fun.
Yeah, I just want to have fun and get
away from.
It's
fun, and it's something different.
But that doesn't look like fun to me.
Well, no, because you don't particularly like crowds.
Well, I don't like crowds. Well, I don't know. That does not, that would be something.
They just want to be with a bunch of fans of the game.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't understand waiting in lines. I've never understood that either, you know.
Well, you want to eat.
I've never wanted to eat bad enough to where I'm going to wait in a line.
I don't like waiting in line. That's just because I'm an impatient person.
I am too. The last line I think I can remember waiting in was the movie Jaws in 1975. It wrapped around Merle Hay Theater. It did. I was like 10 years, 11 years old, and I do remember waiting in line there. Maybe an amusement park ride. There's been times, but...
When the Simon and Garfunkel, I was at the field house.
Mm-hmm. Is there a line to get in?
Oh, yeah. I stayed there overnight to get tickets. You couldn't buy tickets in advance, and mm-hmm. I was in line overnight. A lot of people have done that.
I never would do that.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
Yeah. It was good. I mean, we talked, you know, there were people I never met that I met, and... Yeah, we talked, and it was...
And you weren't even drunk or anything, were you?
No.
You were completely sober. Good
no,
Lord.
I was in college.
How did you do that sober?
It was fun. Well, it was,
how could you have done that sober?
I don't know, because I've never been drunk. I don't know what it's like.
The only way I could have contemplated that, it just would have been with heavy alcohol use.
No, we were all, you know... Just,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, we're just...
There's people, like, wait out, college students that wait, you know, for tickets and stuff, like...
Yeah.
They wait out the night before. Yeah, no, I'm, like I said.
I've done that. I did it for them, and I did it for the Supreme show that we were both at.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I've never done that, what you're saying.
No, I got upfront tickets and stuff. I mean.
What year was the Supreme show?
We were up in the upper balcony 60s. At.
I was going to say, it would have to be in the 60s. 60s, yeah.
We were in the upper balcony and in the field house.
Oh, I was right down.
For the Supremes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible seats.
Yeah.
Was it a good show?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they didn't do an encore because they got pissed because their opening act was Willie Tyler and Lester, puppet. And I don't know.
They well, got, what were they thinking?
He got booed.
Well, come on.
Well, I understand, but
and
I
wasn't
mean,
Diana Ross kind of high maintenance? I mean, she wasn't afraid to express her anger and frustration.
Well, they just, they were pissed that Willie Tyler and Lester got booed.
Well, they were sticking up for their supporting act. Yeah,
indeed they were. Yeah, so they but the organizers of the show,
well, we,
of
yeah,
the
why
tour,
would you do that?
Why would you do
why
that?
Why wouldn't you have another band open up?
Of course,
because it was a, I guess it was a black puppet. I don't know. I guess. It's a black ventriloquist with a black puppet.
I guess.
Let's stick him in with the Supremes.
God, that's just stupid.
I agree
with you.
So what year was that again?
60... Well,
I don't remember, but it would have been eight or so.
Think of all the different bands you could have had there.
Yeah.
You could have gotten Jim and the Doors maybe would have agreed to. You think the Doors, what do you think Diana and Jim would have hit it off? Think about that. He pukes on her. I don't think the Doors would have been an opening act.
Nah.
But at that time, there were so many bands you could have gotten.
Well, the Supremes were as popular as anybody.
Yeah.
We had a ton of bands, but like.
That's what I'm saying. You could have gotten a good band to open up.
You know, Zeppelin was here. There wasn't a lot. They came here.
Yeah, he went to it.
But
there
wasn't a line you had to wait.
But they weren't Led Zeppelin yet. They weren't. They'd only released like one album at that time, hadn't they?
I think one.
Or had they released? Because
they released
their first two in the same.
Pretty quick.
In 68. Yeah, within a year, I believe. And by the time set two came out, they were off and soaring.
Yeah, you know, Hendrix was in the Quad Cities at the Call.
Yeah.
And, You know, there was a line to get in, but I mean,
was he huge by then?
No.
And didn't he sort of kind of his mystique grow after he died too?
My late brother,
of course, you know, they all
which do. Always does.
My late brother, who was 14 or 15, went there when they were doing sound checks and ended up jamming with him that afternoon.
That's surprising that he would want to do that. But
Foxy Lady, what about Foxy Lady, Captain?
I like good Foxy song. Lady.
I do too.
All Along the Watchtower.
That's
his
best.
Version's great.
His version's the best. You don't like you don't like his national anthem, do you? I'm cranking that again on July 4th.
Sucks. Noise. Hello.
Noise.
Hello.
Hey.
Way back 100 years ago when I went to the University of Iowa, my first 2 years, we had to go line up to get football tickets. And I remember getting over there real early in the morning and standing in line for 2-3 hours to get football tickets.
Yeah.
You just picked them up. You didn't have to pay for them. But students had to go and line up to get football tickets. And that's when we sat back there, way down there on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
Was on the west side, but was the north end.
No, I remember that vaguely.
Well, you were behind me, Karn, when we got tickets to see Rudy Valley. Remember that?
I don't know where I was. But anyway, I remember standing in line one time and we were next to the building and I didn't see the window well and we went to move and I went right down in the window well.
Ouch.
Luckily it was full of leaves, otherwise I might have killed myself.
Yikes.
You could have sued.
And everybody said, "What happened to that person there?" I said, "I'm down here. Pull me out."
So what year?
Down and pulled me out.
What year was this, Karn? Roughly?
Oh, in the late 50s.
Oh, so the team was really good. So there was interest in the team.
Yes.
Would there were quite a bit of interest.
Would students have been lining up in 1975 for tickets in 1975?
Maybe 10 of them.
Okay, but that explains
it. Interesting that the two Iowa boys, one from Iowa State and one from Iowa, were the ones that were in trades? Because Jefferson, wasn't he in a trade?
Yeah, that one I didn't. I wasn't for sure that he was going to go in the first round. He wasn't really projected to. Good for him, though. I think he's a really good player.
Real good player.
Really good player.
Yeah.
So, no.
Well, and wasn't he out at the end because of a hurt leg
something? Yeah, he had an injury, and that really hurt Iowa State in the postseason. But good for him.
Yeah.
It's neat seeing these guys achieve their dreams.
Well, it was kind of neat because I was watching the Cubs game, and I kept turning back and forth. And I just happened to turn back when they announced the Grizzlies take Bennett Sturts. When he picked up, wasn't that a Grizzly hat at first? Because I saw him later, he had on a Oklahoma
hat. What they do.
They have the hat on a little table there, and you pick it up, and then once they traded him, he changed it.
Yeah, then he changed his hat.
Yep.
Because I know the Big Ten guy was talking to the six. So they said there were six Big Ten guys that were picked in the first round. Three of them were Michigan.
And right. Isn't that something? Well, of course, they did win the title.
They won the national title for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then did. And then the coach ended up getting one of his players, Coach May.
Well, he could have gotten more than just one. He could have gotten two of them.
Yeah, he could have.
He didn't.
No, oh,
He took somebody. Yeah, no, it was interesting. Didn't he take, he took Merez Johnson over.
Yes.
Yeah, who's really good, too. I mean,
really
good. So I'm not going to question anything Dusty May does as a basketball coach.
I would say not. Yeah.
Well, anyway, you guys have a good day.
All right,
okay,
thanks, Karen. I saw
bye.
There was an interesting picture of Bennett Sturts with Adam Silver. Silver's a big dude, isn't he?
I think I've read he's about 6'6".
Yeah, he's tall.
He's skinny, too.
Look, Skeletor.
He really is Skeletor. Kind of looks like an alien.
Kind of.
Don't you think he does?
But he's really tall.
He looks like he kind of looks like E.T. E.T. phone home.
Yeah. Like a CNN correspondent when she does her hair. She does her hair. Now she's doing her hair differently so she looks more human-like.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, God. I don't know. She's blind. It's no,
Paula Reed.
Oh, Paula Reed.
Paula Reed.
Okay.
Yeah.
She does have a unique look to her.
Yeah.
She's a good reporter.
Oh, yeah. Excellent reporter.
So, but
But she can look like E.T. Or not E.T., Close Encounters, the aliens on the ship.
Oh, well.
She could make herself look like
Adam Silver's E.T., a taller E.T. E.T. was short, you know.
E.T.
Did you like that movie?
Yeah.
I did.
Loved that movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It was great.
They went out trick-or-treating, the trick-or-treating. But, and didn't he get drunk, too, one time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. No, it's a great.
E.T. got drunk one more time than you have, Steve. Yeah.
He just moved into that house and.
It was a great.
Now Steven Spielberg at his best, and I've been told that his new movie, Disclosure, my neighbor went to it, saw it, said it's really good. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I would like to go see it.
I would like to. Well, I don't know if I'd like to go see it. I would like it to come to me.
Would you wait in line to go see it?
No. Full disclosure, no, I would not wait in line. But I've been told that it's really good. And it's aliens, and she didn't want to give me, the whole plot and what have you, but. I don't think they're the one overdone is mean aliens. Let's have some nice aliens.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the mean aliens that want to come here and take over the like Signs. I mean stuff like and
what are the
and the War of the Worlds. I mean the War of the Worlds movie. Both of them. I watched them both. The Spielberg one though was just kind of too much for me at the end.
But Signs was ridiculous.
Well, it was stupid. But the Spielberg one, they were sucking the blood out of all the. It was just gross. You saw his World of Words, didn't you? His War of the Worlds movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. Don't get me wrong. I watched.
I saw
it.
The one with Cruise.
Well, there was the original one was the that came out. That's the first one I saw. That was out in the 40s or 50s.
Yeah, but
But the technological advances is incredible.
Yeah. No, I saw.
Was
the
that Klaatu?
With
was he War of the Worlds?
Who?
Klaatu, the kind of robot? Or is that a different
one? No, that's different. This
different.
War of the Worlds was... The,
is that H.G. Wells?
Yes, H.G. Wells. It happened in California. And
What the hell?
Oh, The Day the Earth Stood Still was Klaatu.
Yeah, I've never seen that one. I've never seen that one.
Hello? Okay, it's your turn.
Hello?
Jesus.
I think she was probably going to say the same.
That seems to happen a lot.
Fill in Klaatu information for us.
They just call
and dead air. No, the War of the Worlds, the remake by Spielberg, was just...
I didn't see that.
I don't think you'd like it.
Was the one with Tom Cruise.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's
okay, so that...
Yeah. The original came out in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, okay,
I don't remember the ending then.
Well, Cruise saved his kids. Yeah. He got away, and then the Tim Robbins character was just stupid in the basement of that farmhouse. I just didn't get that.
I don't remember that much of it.
I don't either.
Just that Tom
but they were him. They were picking up human beings and sucking all their guts out, and then it was putting them in these cages, and it was just it was kind of gross.
Yeah, I don't remember it very well.
But it ends, I guess, happy because he saved his kids and he ends up bringing them back to his ex-wife and what have you.
It's hard to do science fiction anymore.
And don't get me wrong, I'm sure a lot of people love the movie. It just was a little bit too much for me as far as the gore and the guts. And I mean, it was more gory than Platoon. I mean,
well, yeah, but it wasn't real.
No,
whereas
no.
Platoon
was real. Well, yeah. I mean, I think he probably took a few liberties. I mean, the feud between Tom Berenger's character and Willem Dafoe. I mean, that stuff did happen a lot in Vietnam, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but I...
But I think he took things to the... Because it's a movie.
It was a movie, but I'm saying...
And it's been on a lot
but
recently.
But that stuff, you know...
Yeah, stuff in Vietnam happened.
Yeah, that happened in War of the Worlds where they're sucking people.
But the...
Well, we don't know. Platoon, maybe it did happen.
Platoon has been on... I think it's... I woke up the other day. It was on at like 6:30 in the morning again.
Well, people want to wake up
and watch Vietnam movies at 6 in the morning.
At 6 in the morning.
I don't get that. It was literally on from like 6 to 8:30, Platoon.
Tell you, they just put these things on. They're in Europe, too, and that's in the afternoon.
And I did find myself watching Platoon again at 6:45. Well, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I'm not in the war.
Oh, you would not like Platoon at all.
No, I don't like
No,
war
you
movies.
Would not. It's
I watch them. I like them, but I don't watch TV in the morning. I mean, I just don't. I wouldn't do that.
I have it on in the back. I mean, I always have it on.
When I had my knee surgery and I was stuck there.
Well, that's different.
TV beyond.
But yeah, I'll have it on, but I don't sit there. Like this morning I had it on and there were Andy Griffith episodes on in the background because that was the channel it happened to be on, but it's not like I was sitting there watching them. They were just on. And then every once in a while I go to CNN, but if I'm listening to you guys always have what CNN has on like 50 seconds later. So if I'm watching CNN and then I go into my bedroom for the radio, then you guys will have on just what I watched on CNN. That happens a lot. Yeah. So I usually turn CNN off and we'll listen to you guys because a lot of it's CNN. You know, a lot of it's I'm tired of this book on Trump already. And just all we're hearing about, fascinating.
They're pushing a book.
I know they are, but I mean, I'm not going to purchase it. I don't find politicians interesting at all, even him.
The last political book I got was the Obama book.
See, I never read that.
I read Michelle Obama's book, which was terrific.
I read that too.
But I've just never politicians. But I don't find to be interesting at all.
This was I don't know. I liked it. I liked the Obama book, and I liked Michelle Obama's book. Mm-hmm. But that's the...
Now, Abe Lincoln.
Those are the last ones.
Someone like Abe Lincoln, that's a little
it's
more...
always fascinating.
And then I got that one, The Fury, the something in Fury, that the guy that wrote Art of the Deal, he wrote another book, and I got that as a Christmas gift or something.
Well, today I wake up and CNN's talking about Trump liking carpeted bathrooms. Yeah. I'm like, seriously? I mean, is that where we are?
Yeah, and that's where we're at. Well, carpeted bathrooms are gross.
They are gross. They were gross
in
the...
I agree.
I've never understood carpeted bathrooms.
No, people pee.
It's easy to wipe off
a floor.
A floor, like my bathroom has, what is it? It's...
Linoleum?
It's more of...
Tile?
More tile, more brickish-like tile, and it's just easy to wipe.
So ceramic tile?
Yeah, just easy to wipe it off I decide I want to go in there and pee all over the floor. Yeah. You imagine carpet at Kinnick?
Well, why would you decide you want to pee all over the floor?
You never know what kind of day I'm having. imagine if that bathroom in the press box at Kinnick was carpeted.
Well, you could.
God, it'd be a lagoon.
No, carpeted bathrooms are not a good idea.
Well, back then, I mean, in the 70s.
What were people
my
thinking?
Mom had a carpeted
bathroom. Yeah, my mother, too.
Wood paneling, shag carpets. What was going on in the 70s?
Really?
Was everybody on drugs in the
70s? Dark wood paneling.
Dark wood paneling.
shag
walnut,
carpet.
Walnut, but dark.
Yes.
And shag, bright red.
Shag carpeting, which was gross.
You know, more harvest gold and green.
Yeah. Especially. Well, that's my mother.
We've evolved.
That was my mom's bathroom. Yeah. When they put on a new.
I don't recall ever having a carpeted bathroom growing up. I couldn't see my mom.
Well, she
and dad
not there. Only had a carpeted bathroom, but she had. She put something over the seat. You know,
people used to put like little seat carpet
and,
seat cover.
And then she had a seat that was a cushion.
I remember all that.
And then, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's a toilet.
Yeah.
You want to spend as little time as you can in there.
Well, we have a soft toilet seat.
No, this is
comfortable.
This wasn't like that. Uh-huh. I've used your toilet.
So do you have like the carpet cover over the toilet lid?
No,
that was
no,
big though.
No.
I remember that.
Tom, this was a cushion that was like this, uh-huh. And I'm not exaggerating with how thick it was.
3 inches.
Yeah, and you'd sit
down. So comfortable. You don't want to get up. You just spend all day on the poop.
No, bed. I wanted to get up. I couldn't get up because it was so.
You were sunk too deep to get up.
Yeah, really. You'd sit on the thing and you'd just go down.
All right, back to the Hawks.
Well, Caitlin plays tonight, 6:30 on USA.
I missed a lot of the stuff going on in the previous game. That Duana Bonner does not like Caitlin Clark.
And vice versa.
And they didn't like each other when they played together.
No, and the fans hate her.
Yeah.
Well, she bailed on him. She quit on him.
100%. Oh, no. Duana Bonner is the son of non-grata.
I thought she was going to be great with Caitlin. I really did, because she's a savvy veteran who can still shoot threes, and it just, she didn't like Indianapolis, she didn't like Caitlin, and I mean, and I thought she was more of the initiator than Caitlin was. Now, granted, I'm a little biased, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that Caitlin didn't back down. I like the tease and the anger and the emotion.
Well, no, and Sophie Cunningham.
Was good, too. Great. That was good, and she was pissing off Duana.
You know, go ahead.
Duana Bonner's almost 40 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't she like 37, 38 years old?
Well, she's got, yeah.
She's been
older.
In the league like 17 years.
And she's got resting bitch face, man.
I'll tell you, she can still play.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
No question.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me okay? I got you on my speaker in my truck.
Yeah, it's a little tinny, but we can live with it.
Hey, real quick, Mr. Suter, there's a website out there called Print Herbal, PrintHerval. They have the Hawkeye hat on sale for $20.95, the Hawkeye Fever one.
It's funny you should bring that up, because I actually ordered a hat yesterday. It wasn't that particular website. But and if the picture is accurate, it's the real hat. And I'll find out in a week or so. But it was only like 20 bucks or something, right?
Yeah, that's what I've got, too. I'm ordering the same thing today. So I wanted to make sure. Because I talked again to the office there where they do all the fevers shop.
Yeah.
And the lady was saying if they hadn't gotten them yet, now she was saying they didn't expect to get them because it was a promotional item.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of confusion as to whether or not they were going to be carrying that in their pro shop.
Well, we'll see, because I know a friend of mine, Chris Brackney, got ordered one from a somewhat iffy website and says it's maybe not quite what he was hoping for. So I'm hoping ours are going to be real.
Yeah, I do too. It looks real as far as the picture goes on the website. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Anyway, that's all. That's it. What's that? I'm sorry.
We will see.
So you had a good time out in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. We had a fantastic time. Always.
Yeah, I was listening to you yesterday. It sounded like you were having fun.
Yeah, we did.
To your brother. That's cool that he won the money.
Yeah, he hit a banger.
I hit one a few years back over in Rock Island for about $13,000.
Wow.
And I had them take the federal and the state taxes out. And it took about $4,000 of that away. I walked away with about $9,000.
Wow. Well, they didn't take anything out.
I wonder if it's just because it's Vegas that they don't do that, because the taxation out there is a little different than it is anywhere else.
Yeah. I think exactly that. Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, I got one more for you, and I'll leave you alone. I'm going to try to do this without hearing cricket. So this week is the anniversary of Little Bighorn. On Friday, it'll be 150 years since the whole thing went down. And there was a joke going around that Custer went up to his men when he knew that the end was near, and he said to them, "I got good news and bad news for you." They said, "Well, what's the bad news?" He goes, "We're not going to make it out of here alive." And he said, "Well, what's the good news?" He goes, "Well, at least you don't have to go back through Nebraska."
Well, there you go.
Okay,
yeah, that's not bad. Not bad.
All right. I'm used to getting crazy on here, man. Someday I will make you laugh.
That's not bad. All right, well, you have a good day, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Cutting out.
Cutting out, so...
Chris, by the way, used my line the other day that nobody else got, but I had to explain when they were talking about the algae.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, what's it all about?
Algae. Ah, I get it.
You get it?
Yeah. Hardy won't.
No, I didn't get it, but I did have somebody ask me, they wanted us to talk about the new 5 and 5 model.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's no more waivers, no more redshirting. You get 5 years of eligibility once you turn 19 or you enroll, whatever comes first. So you basically get 5 years to play now.
Yes.
Which is going to be interesting because...
Yes, it is.
Some NCAA records. I'm sure Caitlin's scoring record's safe, but if someone has 5 years and they're making enough money to stay in college to break it, it could happen.
Sure it could.
Another year, I mean, that would make it a lot easier to break records.
And it will.
And the men's side, I don't see as many records being in jeopardy because the appeal to get to the league, the NBA is still more than the WNBA at this point. But no, I don't really have any strong feelings either way. They passed it unanimously, so now it starts. Now, but you've already got over 50 cases of lawyers suing for their athletes that are seniors this year, saying they want to get another year, but it's clear in the legislation that they just approved.
Yes.
It starts now that they're not going to grandfather these ones in, but now it'll be decided by a judge, because a lot of these ones, they want, no, if you're going to let them do it now, then why can't we do it? Well, you can't do it because they say it goes into effect
the
26-27 school year, but now they're suing. So it's going to be more stuff being litigated in the courts.
So if you look at, just for instance, the Iowa women's basketball team, so you'll have Danny, Chit Chat, Ava, and Taylor Strimlow will all be possibly get another year.
Yeah, well, they will.
Yeah.
I mean, they will. If they want to, yeah. Some may not want to. All those names you brought up, I'm guessing most of those aren't going to be playing in the WNBA. Who would you say of those names you just brought up would be a WNBA player?
Maybe Danny Carnegie and
maybe
Ava,
Danny Carnegie.
And maybe Ava.
Well, Ava, yeah. I think Ava definitely. I didn't realize you had mentioned Ava.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ava definitely, I think, projects as a WNBA player. Still has a ways to go, but I think she would make a roster. It'll be interesting. I could see Ava staying at Iowa for 5 years. I mean, especially if she's got a good NIL package.
Yeah.
Working towards more degrees and what have you. So, yeah, I mean, it's not really, I mean, it's a big deal. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's one of the, oh, this is horrible or this is great. It is what it is. I mean, they passed it and now 5 years, 5 and 5 is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that ever since COVID, some of these eligibility cases, it seemed like once COVID hit, certain athletes' eligibility, it seemed like never ended. They just always found ways to find another year.
And that's
and it was getting to be too much.
And that's why they had...
Yes, I mean,
this
Rink,
is pretty specific.
Rink Mast, the guy, he was in his 7th year at Nebraska this year. And I just think 7 years, barring military service or major injuries, I get all that. But I think those were about the only exceptions, too. But to me, 5 and 5 is enough.
And what, Jess Settles had 6?
Jess had 6, yep. And obviously, rightfully so, because of all the injuries he went through. And it's going to be interesting to see how these court cases settle out because, yeah, there's a lot of seniors now who want to come back. They really do. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to turn out.
So technically, I know it's not going to happen, but could Bennett Sturts come back technically?
Well, no, because he's part of the class. No, he's just like the other seniors.
So he's,
I mean, they're not going to make an exception for Bennett Sturts.
Okay.
The rules, from the way I read them yesterday, is the 25, 26 seniors are not eligible for this because it doesn't go into effect until 26, 27 school year. That's how I read it yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and I don't, imagine, I think Bennett's kind of, no knock on Iowa, but I think he's moved on.
Yeah. I think, fair enough. You know, he had it quite a year, though, man.
He did.
We talked a couple years ago about KXNO in Des Moines and how they fired everybody then and they had to rehire them, a lot of them anyway. Well, they just fired everybody again.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean,
no, I don't either.
No, it's and now it's just going to be,
And then, Fox Sports, but they didn't. Basically. Keith and Andy were already gone, right? They left on their own accord. Yeah. They left on their own. Maybe they saw this coming. They may have.
I don't know. It's sad. It's just really ridiculous.
So, do they have it? Because KXNO used to have a pretty heavy sports lit.
They were live most of the day, and now they got. I think they kept one show and. So like they got rid of the afternoon.
Like Heather Burnside, did she survive?
Show. Huh?
Heather Burnside, did she survive?
I don't.
She's been there for years.
Think so. Don't know.
Trying to think. Those are about the only. I don't think so. I don't follow this stuff as closely as I probably should. But no, I saw. Mean, didn't you text me something?
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's unfortunate. But nothing surprises me now.
All right. Why don't we take our break and we'll be back with more Hawkeye stuff and more nonsense.
1-800-800-ROSE 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE Remember,
don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800 or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink. Technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general service to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Once upon a time in the land of the Hawkeyes, a business grew. A business that would become synonymous with real estate. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. When you're buying or selling your home, you'll need title and settlement services. Consider the Hawkeye Title and Settlement team. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement. The team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors, together we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Hello, this is Bill Eichstring from the Oxyoke Inn inviting you to a place where you have your choice of four portion sizes. When you order our famous family style, you can take your leftovers home. You can make reservations online at oxyokeinn.com or by calling and speaking to a person at the Oxyoke. Compared to other places, our private banquet rooms are more affordable. But most important, our fresh food is prepared to order and our servers have a passion for serving you. At the Oxyoke Inn, we have been practicing since 1940. Go to oxyokeinn.com for serving hours, menus, reservations, specials, events, carryout orders, and gift cards. Oxyokin, in the heart of Amana, where you'll always leave happy.
The Oxyokin.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump heads to Capitol Hill today, where he will meet with congressional Republicans about progress in the war. One big sticking point has been when nuclear inspectors will be allowed into Iran. Another, says ABC contributor Mick Mulroy, Israel's bombing of Hezbollah in Lebanon.
If Hezbollah keeps attacking them, which is a direct proxy force of Iran, they actually have IRGC members embedded with their military side of Hezbollah, then there's not much the United States can do. And they're not going to convince Israel not to defend itself. Yes, there could be ceasefires on both sides that both countries could help facilitate. But if they expect a complete peace with Israel still being attacked, I think they really just don't want to see this MOU move forward.
Camp Mystic has filed for bankruptcy. That's the Christian girls camp in Texas, where 25 campers and two counselors were killed by rising floodwaters on the last 4th of July. This is ABC News.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ, Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm mid to late morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 59 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high near 80 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a few scattered showers, high of 80. And if you're missing the summer heat and humidity, don't worry. It'll be back this weekend and through most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Currently, it's 71.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
We're back.
Your home never looks so beautiful. That's what the jingle says.
That's true.
And it's true.
God, they got...
It's true.
I've gone in their showroom, and it's just...
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And they're good people. They're nice people.
Yeah.
I like them. I like them a lot.
Of course, I like jingles also.
Yeah.
Being a fella that likes music.
Yeah. I like music.
You know,
I like jingles.
I can't get them out of my head. I mean, I got those stupid
McDonald's
beer and cigarette commercial jingles in my head from 60 years
I'm
ago.
I'm still doing You Deserve a Break today. Well, they haven't used those in a couple decades.
Yeah, I've got stuff from four decades before that won't leave.
Yeah. Okay. Well...
It is okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I didn't read your text message as closely as I should have yesterday. I wasn't aware of all that stuff going on down in Des Moines with the radio, but that's unfortunate.
Well, it's not just Des Moines. I mean, it's a network that is on KXIC. It's on 95.7 in Cedar Rapids, Anamosa. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they put it on in the Moline station. And that never made any sense to me because Moline doesn't care about the Cyclones or iClub or...
No.
I mean...
Well, see, that's the problem with corporate radio,
though. Not iClub. Yeah.
That's the problem with corporate radio is they think, you know, L.A. is the same as Dallas, is the same as Memphis, is the same as Iowa City, is the same as New York, and it isn't.
No.
Not at all, and no. They don't think the same. They don't act the same. They don't want to hear the same stuff.
Well, what they're doing is they're selling their headquarters, the property, this massive building and land, and what they want to do is just have an office, probably in New York or somewhere, you know, and everything else is in the cloud.
Yeah.
You know, they have people voice tracking from different parts of the country and feeding it into all these stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got like a few people doing that, and that's going to be
nothing line.
Local.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes against everything you got a license for.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it really does. You know, and I, you know, just being in this business this long, it. It seriously bothers me what they're doing to
it. It should.
It does.
Well, there's not much sports radio left.
No.
I mean, Cedar Rapids has, what do they have left?
ESPN.
Well, I'm talking about local. Didn't one person survive the...
Yeah, I think there's one person at 1600.
I think. Todd used to work.
Yeah.
And then from reading this Des Moines, either people are retiring or they got the axe.
Yeah. No, it's going to be mostly Fox.
They don't want to pay people.
Fox Sports, and because they own Fox Sports.
Yeah.
iHeart licenses.
So it's just going to be more national syndicated radio.
That's right. Yeah.
More guys like Stephen A. Smith and stuff like that. Yeah. I just think some people still want to hear local. I mean, I trust you guys that are, I mean, we're a train wreck, but I trust that. But you say that our ratings are high, and I trust you. And I get a lot of people saying, hey, I listen to you guys, and my first question usually is why.
Listen,
and then they explain.
If we weren't local.
We'd be done.
Yeah, because.
I would have been done a long time ago. We don't need this clown from Hockford. I'd get rid of that expense.
AM has a hard enough time anyway, and there are, I can't mention, but there are places. We show very well, and one of the few AMs that show very well.
But wouldn't
well.
Corporate have sent me packing a long time ago?
Well, I don't know, because I would have been fired.
Yeah, I never would have been hired.
You know,
it is unfortunate, though. Same thing with newspapers. I mean, think about the amount of people that we've lost just in the last few years in
100%.
Print. It's just kind of depressing.
Well, even at TV. You know, look what Channel 2 eliminated their anchors, and they're going to, I mean, they got a couple weather people.
And the guy in the Quad Cities left on his own accord, crying, with his wife by his side.
And now he's trying to, didn't mean this station.
He just needs to go, he did his thing.
Yeah.
Go find your own, your new life.
And they didn't portray me correctly.
He was right there. I was listening to it. Nobody, he portrayed himself.
Yes.
I did like it, though, when his wife was rubbing his hand. Did you like that part?
Just stupid.
What if they would have started making out? Were you waiting for him to start making out?
I was waiting. At least the stations that there's two stations, and I went out with a bang. You know, and I didn't apologize or KFMH. They shut it off to get me off the air because I had a contract, and I, had a share of the station, and they couldn't shut me up, so they just shut the damn thing off.
Is that how you would go out, though, Shooter? Would you call Ann in and have her by your side and be rubbing her hand as you're...
No, Ann would say, get the hell out of there. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard a rumor. I'm not sure where I heard it, but that you guys were going to bring back the gym class.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to happen.
That was not serious, was it?
No.
What next? Captain and the Dukes in the morning? Captain and Dukes in the morning.
Well, Dukes wouldn't come in because we're vaxxed.
Oh, that's
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there were that Heather Burnside. I looked at her Twitter feed, and there were, in her kind of go away, her farewell tweet. There were people saying, "You suck. You should be fired because you forced that jab on us." And I mean, come on, people. God. I mean, just.
Shut
that
up.
Stuff is so tired. And she was fighting back. She was telling them all to go F themselves.
Good. Good for her.
She was. She was dropping F-bombs left and right.
I liked it.
I kind of liked it, too.
She did.
She goes, go F yourself.
Hello.
I just want to know if Dick's another by Andy Fails.
I didn't hear. I heard Andy Fails.
Something about Andy Fails.
Captain, take it away. That's your that's your script. It's your bit.
So is
he probably
still...
would have made it if he called himself Andy Succeeds.
But now he's at Iowa Anywhere. So isn't that the new bastion of? Isn't that the new place to be?
Never even heard.
I brought it up. It's that podcast thing in Central Iowa that's owned by the. So Wild Rose guy that used to do our advertising.
Okay, do they do they have like a bunch shows?
They do podcasts. They have media people that do podcasts. They've got all these different types of podcasts. You know, and I've been told that it's, I don't know. I've never listened to any of the podcasts. Have you?
I've never listened to a podcast
but I'm not
of
a,
any kind.
Yeah, I'm not a good example of what the listening audience is either. I don't care what other people in the
world. Well, you listen to one because we broadcast it one time.
I didn't listen to it.
Oh.
Are you interested in what other Iowa media people think?
No.
I'm not either. I'm barely interested in what I think.
No.
Yeah, and I've just never, but again, I'm not your typical audience target.
No, I'm not particularly interested in other people's opinions, to be honest.
To me, I think there's almost too many podcasts. I mean,
well, of course, anybody that sits down, you know, the podcast thing, unless you're freaking, and it isn't really a podcast, it's a broadcast on the internet, Joe Rogan, you know, okay.
I've never listened to his show.
Oh,
I'm not knocking
that.
I just never listened to it.
Well, no, but I mean, that's not really, I don't consider a podcast that a million, you know, yeah, you can repeat it. Like, you can repeat Lex and Terry, too.
Well, when I first started doing podcasts, I started doing podcasts for a gentleman named John Patchett, an Iowa fan who was way ahead of his time. I remember I'm doing them with Marv Cook, Rob Howe, John Bonenkamp, I think, did a few. This was like 20 years ago. We were doing before anyone was doing podcasts, and but it wasn't, there was no video. It was all just audio. He'd put them up on the internet. You'd hear voices. Now podcasts, they've got this, you know, you can see the people.
Yeah.
It's more like everything's a Zoom now, kind of. See, ever since COVID, the Zoom thing is now popular and what have you. But yeah, that I just think it's unfortunate. I don't want a world where we have way more podcasts than way more radio.
We were one of the first stations, seriously, to go to the internet.
Yeah.
And that was Bradman.
Ahead of his time.
Put us on the
internet. He was ahead of his time.
Oddly enough, he was.
He was a pioneer, Captain.
Yes, he was.
He was a pioneer.
That he was.
An immense talent.
I didn't say that.
He took you guys to another level.
Well, in some cases he did.
He did that talk show down at Iowa Public. I went to it one time. Good Lord. That's when I was working
at IPT. You were on it?
I was on it, yeah. And he was,
I know that Tommy was the announcer.
Feeney took me down there, and I'm on it, and Feeney's in the background just laughing the whole time because I look like a horse's ass talking to that guy. He was acting like David Letterman, you know? And it was down at the public. I think they tore that building down, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's not even there anymore. But I did that at least once.
Yeah.
The Bradman Show. Was he working for you guys then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did it at least once.
Well, he did. He put us on the damn internet in 2007.
Seven.
Yeah. No, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
That's 5 years before I was
even
on Twitter. And
we were video because we had Ustream then.
Well, I didn't even go on Twitter, I think, until 2012 or 11, and that's only because the Press Citizen forced me. I fought it to the bitter end, and they're like, you have to go on Twitter. I'm like, okay, could somebody show me how to do an account? And they open up an account for me. Suckamill opened it for me.
Well, good for Ryan.
And now, I think it was 2011 or 2012.
So what's Ryan doing? Any idea?
Last I saw, he was working for the Lisbon. He was working for some smaller papers. I don't know if it's full-time or what have you. And I'd actually heard that he was maybe back working part-time at the Gazette. That's just what I've heard.
Oh, good.
I mean, he was working full-time at the Gazette for years, but, you know, I think he may have suffered from some of the recent cuts like some others. But, yeah, don't quote me on that, but I did see somebody sent me a story he had written for, like, the Lisbon newspaper and covering high school sports. But,
I think the Lisbon newspaper was bought by the...
I think they...
Well, that wouldn't
be
surprising.
People with the Gazette.
Yeah, the Adams Publishing.
Yeah.
Out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I thought I read that too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I just hate to see the radio industry just being gutted.
Well, it is. iHeart has been horrible.
I guess we got to appreciate our freedom and flexibility here.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
But it's just like it's. I mean, selfishly, you say, hey, it's great, no competition. But to me, competition makes you better.
It doesn't. I don't like it. I mean, you know, and it's not the competition. Yeah, competition does. But I really never have listened in my whole to competition. So I don't know if it would make me better or not. But what bothers me is these stations go off and I mean, KXIC being on the band attracted people to the band that liked KXIC. And if you're attracted to AM because you like KXNO, you'll go to other AM stations, too, to see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, and there becomes less and less of that. There's less attraction to the band. Listen, you got Teslas and GM, and now, and they're eliminating radio. And they're eliminating the power of Bluetooth. And they're saying, hey, you better buy our internet, or you ain't going to hear anything. I mean, that's basically it.
Well, I wouldn't buy their products.
Well, and that's why Congress, bipartisan, is going to make radio,
Well, let's get her done, boys.
Mandatory.
Boys and girls.
You want to hear some of these exchanges on Heather Burnside's Twitter?
Don't say the F word.
Well, no, I'll say the F word. But here's what she tweeted. The most important things to me are friends and family, and you're all part of that. With that being said, here's a picture of our dog, and I'm no longer at KXNO and the bus. Thank you so much for listening and being part of my extended family. Is the portal open? You know, she's got a picture of her pretty dog. And then Michael Loss was the first person to respond to her. Heather, so sorry about this. I'll always appreciate the way you treated me after I got walked. And then she goes, I'm available for a Substack interview anytime, Mike. Enjoy your work. And, you know, everything's going along. And then all of a sudden, somebody responds, thank God. Why would anyone say that to somebody who just lost their job? But then she fires back, go F yourself.
Good.
And here's another one. Insane how you managed to stay on air for so long. Please keep yourself and that pussy 5-0 far away from any podcast. I don't know what 5-0. She, you know what she told that person? To go F themselves. And then another one. Please stay off the radio. F right off. What possesses people to say means things like that when somebody loses? I don't get that. I've had it too. Social media just brings out the worst in people.
I've had it.
Because there's no accountability, no threat of
that
getting
one your... old woman that used to write us.
Yes.
Even ripped Molly. How can you rip Molly? And
What'd she say about Molly?
Huh?
What'd she say about Molly?
Oh, just...
Molly comes in and plays music.
Yeah. No, she didn't.
Did she not like her music?
She didn't like any of us, but she...
Oh, no.
What'd she say about me?
Huh?
Or I'm not full-time. Did she spare me?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, she... No.
She ripped me,
no,
too?
No, she ripped everybody.
Yeah, she ripped... She ripped Jan, and she was working in the office. No, she ripped everybody. And then all of a sudden...
She must have died.
She must have died.
Yeah. But I bet she still listened.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure
indeed.
She still listened.
Oh, yeah, because she knew everything we were doing.
But she must have died.
You keep playing that same song before you talk about the police, you know. Well, yeah.
Well, I've had people come up to me and complain and say, you know, I don't listen anymore. Then they proceed to tell you what
tell
you just
you
talked
why.
About in
yes.
the last three
yeah,
shows.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll tell you why.
I said a guy do that to me at Hy-Vee a few years ago, and I'm like, well, if you don't listen, how do you know what we just talked about? And his wife was standing there. He goes, he listens. He just didn't want me to know that he still listens.
Yeah.
But he just wanted me to know that he hated our shows and hated us. Hate. It's a strong word.
We'll try to bear up under the criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try.
We'll try.
You know, but for, you know, we haven't got that many people that, you know, really, at least that... wrote us. I mean, that one old
got
woman.
Some.
Well, I'd say 95% of the comments I get are positive.
You know,
and usually they're at Hy-Vee. That's usually where it seems to be. Hy-Vee is a breeding ground for comments.
Yeah, you ignore the Nielsen company.
I just base everything on Hy-Vee. I'm there almost every day. You know, and hell, the guy, I'm there enough to where the guy in the meat department, he knows I like to get chicken wings, but I don't like to buy the packs, $15, $20. I like to get with like six. So he made a bunch of individual small ones for me.
I go into Bread Garden a lot, and I feel like Norm on Cheers, everybody. Hey, Captain.
Is that the one downtown you go to?
Yeah. Lynn Street.
Okay.
It's really
so bad. When you go there, where do you park?
They have a parking lot.
Oh, they've got their own park.
Yeah, and it's free.
And it's free, and is it sometimes filled up?
Sometimes it is.
So if it's filled up, where do you go? Just to a ramp?
Show my handicap sticker.
Well, if there's no spot, then they can't just create a spot even for a handicap.
Well, no, but I mean...
You just park right in the Ped Mall and then limp in there? Crawl in there?
Well, I can walk so far, and then, you know, I mean, it's still an artificial knee, and I'm still old, and... I need the handicap sticker.
That's rare to have your own parking downtown. How'd they score that?
It's their land,
yeah.
I guess.
Good for them.
No, I mean, I got bread there
Oh, I've been told by a lot of people that it's good. I've never been there, but I've been told that it's
really good. Oh, it's really very good.
It's really good.
And you guys would be saying that even if they didn't advertise with you.
I went there way before they advertised.
Yeah, I mean, remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've been told by a lot of people that it's good.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's just like I said, I didn't know any of that stuff was going on because I'm not on Twitter at all, hardly, other than to post stuff. So when you sent me that, I'm like, whoa, and I wonder if that stuff had been simmering or if it caught everybody by surprise.
I got it from some, you know, I heard about it first from some smart ass that sent me a Facebook message that said, you're the only fool in radio that hires people, you know. And I haven't hired people, and I mean, we have people.
I'm
not looking for any more people, but we have people. I mean, I've had radio people come in here, like, you know, and Tommy's on the air during midday, and go, what's he doing, production?
Well, no, you sent me your thing at 8:50. You sent me your thing at 8:54. She announced her thing at 7:45 on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, who's Barrett Media?
A media company that puts out radio news.
Oh, radio news like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they own.
So yeah, when you sent it to me, it had already been out for an hour. I just wasn't aware of it. You made me aware of it. And some of these guys that you mentioned, like Alec, I have no idea who these people are. None of these people. I mean, okay. Do you know who Alec Busa and Tyler Allen are?
I don't know any of the people.
Sean Roberts, all Lucas I know Strain, is Connor.
They got rid of the morning show. They got rid of the afternoon.
Oh, so they had a morning sports show too?
They had a morning.
I didn't realize
they
that.
Were basically live up till nighttime, up till 7 o'clock. They were live.
Yeah.
And now it's not. I think they kept one show.
You wrote Trent Condon announced yesterday that Nick Moravitz will serve as his new co-host in the day part beginning Monday. So they are keeping their morning sports show.
No, it's...
Well, that's what this is. I
thought it was the
No, that's Trent Condon. Now, Trent Condon sounds like he survived. So they'll have at least one thing.
Yeah.
Ken Miller, it looks like, is retiring, and they're replacing him with the guy I just mentioned. So I guess it's not total destruction, but these are not good times.
Well, it's only one show where they had four shows.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're getting rid of. Well, I mean, look at the afternoon in Cedar Rapids now. Yeah. We used to have Todd, your favorite, the gym class. And, you know, now they don't have either one of those.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, dudes.
Hey.
Hey, did you say Tyler Allen?
I just read what he wrote me.
I don't know what.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, Tyler Allen's a Iowa City kid that does radio in Des Moines, or did.
Yeah, that's the name that it's on here. I've never heard of him, but that's, again.
Was
that's
he me. One of the Tylers that was at Cedar Rapids Station for a while?
No, that
I
was,
don't know.
That was the guy you're talking about with Bromwell Camp?
Yeah.
That guy's down in Tennessee.
Yeah, Tyler Allen's from here. Yeah.
Yeah, he grew up in Iowa City, went to West High. And did he lose his job, too?
Yes.
Now, I don't think these were full-time jobs, were they, for these people?
Yeah, yes, they were.
All of these were full? Well, because yes. Heather Burnside also sells real estate.
Well, it's a full-time job. She could, if they allowed her to sell real estate on the side. But
She probably needed to make money.
Yeah. No, they were full-time jobs. They were paying between 40 and 50.
Wow. So a little bigger payroll than this station. Huh? That's a lot of payroll.
No, it really isn't.
Well, it is a lot of payroll because they just got rid of it.
No, but Pat, we don't pay poorly.
I'm not saying you pay poorly. Yeah, This is a ton of live air personality that they pay. You don't have that. Yeah. I mean, you've got Hunter, but he does tons of other stuff for you, too.
I've got Hunter, I've got Tommy, and I've got Molly, and I've got the Heaths.
The Heaths.
And even the Heaths, part-time, are making good.
But it's nothing like this if all these people are full-time.
Payroll ain't easy here.
I mean, you just named off eight names in here full-time.
Oh, yeah. No,
you can't compare the two.
No, I can't compare it to.
And that's why they're probably cutting them all. They just had way too much payroll. I didn't realize these were all full-time jobs.
Well, they're not. These aren't the only ones cut. They cut them across the freaking country.
Yeah, I didn't realize these were all full-time jobs.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, they cut them right across the country.
Yeah, corporate radio ain't good stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Anything else, Ryan?
You guys have a good day.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, go Hawks. No, they got a lot of people. And they cut a ton of people.
They got fewer people now.
Well, just from my counting, it sounds like nine people. They had nine on-air people that lost their...
God, that's awful.
I had no idea they had that many on-air
they
people.
They had at least eight.
I just counted nine.
That's a bloodbath.
And then you got to mention the guys
retired.
That's
a bloodbath. Yeah. Hello?
So Heather Burnside and Alec Bussey had a radio show from 6 o'clock in the morning until 9, and Taylor was the producer. From 9 to 12, they have Dan Patrick. Then I believe from noon to 2 o'clock, it's still local programming. It was. And then from that, from 2 to 5, was Sean Roberts and the other fellow.
Okay,
so the only show they have left now is from, I believe, noon to 2 or noon to 3, one of those.
And what are they going to fill it up with? Just fill Fox. from syndication?
Yeah. It'll be two pros and a Joe is now. It's Quinn. Oh, what's the quarterback from Notre Dame?
Oh, Brady Quinn. Brady Quinn
and LeVon, or the guy, Penn State linebacker. They go
LeVar Arrington.
There you go. So they always were in the morning, and then these guys had took the show from 6 to 9.
See, if I'm in Des Moines, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's all Fox Sports Radio now.
Yeah. If I'm in Des Moines, I'd rather listen to local people than Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington every day.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
Those
guys are sick thing to listen to. LeVar Arrington just talks the whole time. Talks and talks and talks.
And it's plus, like, what's the local grab? I mean,
there's none.
There's nothing to grab yet. It's just... I mean, you think LeVar Arrington cares if he's speaking to people in Iowa? I mean, I don't get that. But it's all money. It's all driven by money, obviously.
For sure. The bad thing is that Alec Bussey just got married 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Sean Roberts just had a baby boy about 6 months ago. And the other fellow that works with Sean Roberts just got engaged about 3 weeks ago. So it's just all young guys and starting their careers and futures and all gone. So... Kind of sad. It's too bad.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It does.
It really
does. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I feel bad for him. I don't know any of these people personally. No. I've been around Heather a few times, just at press conferences and what have you. But no, you hate to see it.
Yeah.
No, it's.
But if all those are full time, they're probably cutting $500,000 in salary. You're saying they make 30 to 40, you just add it up.
Okay, and understand they also own 800 other stations. And they're doing the same.
Yeah, they're cutting millions and millions of salary.
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
And they believe that they can keep enough going with what they have nationally. So we'll see. But if people stop listening, that will have an impact at some point, I would think.
To some stations. I mean, you know,
But I think what happens in Des Moines, if it's a big company, it gets absorbed by bigger cities. As long as those ones are doing okay, do they really care what's going on in their smaller markets?
No.
As long as they control the
payroll? No,
they
don't care. Iowa contributes less than 1% of their income.
So Iowa's an afterthought
to them.
The whole state.
100% afterthought.
So what's left in the Quad Cities? Is there any?
There's a morning show on WLLR.
Is it sports?
Country station.
No.
No, the sports station is all KNXL.
So the Hawk Fanatic segment, we're like a dinosaur. This
whole station's like a dinosaur.
Yeah, but we're the sports part of it. I mean, I'm just talking
and
sports.
And what's the dinosaur with the short arms?
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that for the dinosaurs using the toilet and kit.
Yeah, the toughest dinosaur there ever was, and he had short arms.
Yeah.
We used to say that about Brandon Scherf whenever he used to do interviews. He always had his hands. He always would talk with his arms not extended. We used to call him Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, he did all right, though, even with the T-Rex arms.
Well, he didn't have T-Rex arms because he had big arms. No, it was just the way he used his arms when he was talking.
Who had T-Rex arms? So Rachel Ray.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But no, I just remember that about Scherf always had his hands kind of in the same place. When he talked, I'm sure it was just kind of a natural reaction when he was doing interviews. But yeah, he's done. Isn't he still playing? He hasn't retired yet.
I thought he just retired.
You're right. He did just retire. And I was wrong the other day. Do you imagine that? I said that Dusty may get Anthony Davis, I forgot, was traded to the Washington Wizards back in late February. Shows you how I don't follow the NBA much.
Yeah, I don't either.
So Anthony Davis, remember, he played at Kentucky, played for the mm-hmm. Lakers and what have you. So, but yeah, that's that was I saw that. I'm like, God, I just said on the radio the other day that Dusty May is going to coach him, and boy, was I wrong.
So isn't this the year that Chris Murray gets his second contract? Or
well, yeah, his. I mean, he, well, they could also they could pick up a Portland could pick up his option. I don't believe they have yet, and they could pick up an option, or he's going to have to sign with somebody else. This is a big offseason for him. Yeah. I've not read anything concrete yet as to what he's doing. I mean, he's already played 3 years in the league and made somewhere between $5 and $10 million.
Yeah.
He's made more money than 99.9% of us will ever make.
Yeah.
But of course, I mean, he wants to play another 5-10 years in the league, and hopefully he was in their rotation this year. He wasn't spectacular, but he was pretty solid. And I would like to think that hopefully he can get another 2-3 year deal. You know,
I hope so.
Because, you know, you give him another 2-3 year deal, then boom, he's not that he's not set now if he manages his money smartly, which I think Chris and Keegan Murray will do.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to be these guys that blow through their money. I mean, they've got good parents that are going to lead them the right way. I think they'll make solid investments and what have you. But yeah, I mean, this is a big year. I mean, Keegan, of course, signed his big deal.
Yep.
Wasn't it worth like $122 million, something
it
like that?
A big, yeah, it was a big incredible number.
Chris isn't going to get that, but hopefully he can get something to, you know, to help his cause. So,
yeah, but he's done real well.
I mean, Chris has done okay. I mean, Keegan's done really well, but Keegan was hurt most of this past year.
But Keegan's numbers have been going down too.
Well, he's been hurt. He had a bout of injuries. Chris has been kind of off, hot and cold. He's had stretches where he's played okay, and he's had other stretches where he hasn't played okay. But, you know, he was part of the rotation, so we'll see what happens.
And Luka played much more for the Celtics than he ever did for the Wolves.
Yeah, but if you watched the draft last night, you'd think that the Celtics have the worst centers. I mean, they were just talking about how, I mean, it's like the ones on the team right now don't even exist with how they were talking about how Boston needs help. They kept talking about how Boston really needs help in the post defensively. Luka's not a great defender.
No, he's not.
To me, Luka's a complimentary piece, but I'll tell you, you could do a lot worse than having him come off the bench to make some threes for you, run the court. I think Luka's going to stick for a few more years. He's probably never going to be a full-time starting center. He's not built that way.
Yeah.
But I still think he can help a team, and I thought he helped Boston at times last year.
And he's made some good jack.
Because Boston, the rumor is that they're trying to trade Jaylen Brown, and he's got a massive contract. And they were speculating about who, if they could trade him, what they need. And they're all, they got to get help in the post. That was the big narrative on last night on TV while listening to him.
Yeah.
People that watched it last night, 4.5 million.
Watched the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know how that compares to other years.
It's slightly down. But not
what was amazing is Bennett was drafted in the first round, and yet he was probably the seventh or eighth guard to get taken. The whole first round was filled with shooting guards.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
Just, I mean, all these different guards, and they're all good.
Hello?
They're all young, and the parents
are
young.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Quick question. When Caitlin Clark gets to 7 technical, and
she will.
She suffers that one-game suspension.
Yes.
Does the clock start over again? Does she get 7 more, or how does that work?
That's a very good question.
Good question, and I don't have the answer for sure.
And I don't either. That's a great question. My guess is the clock starts over again, but I don't know.
Where is she now? How many?
5.
So she'll get a fresh 7?
We don't know.
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
But we don't know.
I'm looking it up.
But she's got 5, and they're not even halfway through the season.
My wife was really concerned, and I had no answer. I hope she gets a fresh 7 because that would be kind of refreshing.
Yeah, yes, but, it would. But I don't
anyway,
know the rule. All right, thank you. Steve's looking it up right now.
I mean, they're not even halfway through the season yet. I mean, what are they, tenants? They've played 17 of 44 games. So she's got 5 technicals in 17 games. I thought her last one was kind of unfair.
Ridiculous.
I thought it was not
fair.
For
clapping?
Usually she deserves her technicals, and she's the first one who admitted that she deserves her technicals. I didn't think she deserved that one. You could tell
not
she was
all.
Shocked and upset, but I just thought that was kind of a cheap call.
No, it was stupid.
So they play tonight what channel?
USA.
Oh, okay.
One thing I found says every additional technical is a one-game suspension and $1,500 fine.
That's kind of what I thought, but I didn't know for sure. It doesn't start over. What's the sense in having it start over? That would be stupid.
Says their count is not reset to zero. Instead, they're fined and hit with additional suspensions for every two additional technicals.
Oh, for every two.
Yeah, she'll know when to rein it in. Yeah. She's not an idiot. Yeah. I mean, she can control her emotions if it means missing significant play. But, again, her emotion is a big part of what she does.
But she's, you know, to hit her with clap, she's done that almost every game that she claps.
Well,
what the F is that?
Well, if the teams, all those kids clap, why wouldn't they? All those players do. Why wouldn't they? For their team.
It just seems there's a lot of inconsistency in how they call technicals.
BS, yeah. That's what it is.
The refereeing's got better, but it ain't great.
No, it's nothing like the NBA.
No.
But they're also not paid like the NBA refs are either. Now, their pay's improving. Thanks to Caitlin, everything's improving. I mean, Dawana Bonner, instead of attacking Caitlin, should be happy that she's helping her salary before she retires. But
I just, honest to God, I got such a kick out of Sophie Cunningham.
That was funny. It would have been funny if
they're dragging her away.
What do you think they would have done had they not separated? I mean, do you think they would have come to blows?
I
think Dawana Bonner would have thrown some punches.
Yeah.
She looked ready to throw some punches.
I don't think Cunningham would have, but
Dawana Bonner looked like she would have. And my guess is at some point, what's her name? Hines Allen, I think, would have been defending her teammates.
I wouldn't mess with Hines Allen.
No,
Sophie Cunningham didn't stick her finger out till she was being dragged away.
I know. That's sure.
She knew that they, you know.
But Hines Allen and Jonquil Jones are the two I would probably fear the most in the WNBA.
I wouldn't want to see Jonquil in a dark alley.
No, she's 6'6", and the other day I watched her play. She made like three threes in a row. Yeah. She'd be great on the Fever.
She sure would.
And, she would be really good on the Fever. So, but no, that was, I like the emotion, though. And that is how Caitlin plays. Now, who do they play tonight?
Same team.
See, I don't like that.
Yeah,
I know. I wish they'd, I mean, so who's the
same? Aren't they adding? They're adding.
It's Dawana Bonner's team.
Oh, so, okay. And that's Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, how many teams? Next year, they're adding teams. Right,
they added two this year.
They added two this year,
and they're adding more next year.
So they're in Phoenix this time, right?
No.
So both,
it's a replay basically.
So if you're Phoenix, why should you have to play back-to-back games in Indianapolis? I don't. What a weird scheduling system they have.
Oh, and well, the Fever's played 5 games in 11 games, and then they'll go 11 days, and they have another 2 game on Saturday.
But then there was a stretch where they didn't play for like a week.
Yes, there was.
No, it's effed up.
They play 44 games.
Yes.
They play a total of 44 games. So, well, good. What time does it start tonight?
6:30.
Okay. I will definitely tune in for that. USA Today. I do have that.
USA.
USA. And, USA. Today. I'm on. Did send an email out. They're going to be doing maintenance work from midnight to 6 a.m. tonight going into tomorrow. And it said it expect to have interruptions, which means that I probably won't have TV between.
MediaCom does the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, they have to work on it sometime. I get it. They said it won't be the whole 6 hours you're going to be without. There could be 20-minute interruptions here and there. But, you know, you got to deal with that. That's just life. Yeah. You know, hopefully between noon and midnight and 6, I'll be sleeping. That's usually what I try to do during that time.
Certainly my plan.
Didn't used to always be that way.
No. Well, back in the day when we were in the band, you know. We'd always be up until 3 or 4
in the morning. To be a night owl, but not anymore.
I have to tell you, I'm not sleeping at night very well.
How about during the day?
During the day, I don't sleep well either time, but you know, I take 2 times to sleep, so I'll go home.
Well, you've never been a good sleeper I've known you.
Yeah, no, I'm really not.
Well, you got weird hours, too, though. I mean, you've been getting up early for years. I mean,
I usually sleep between 6 and 9 in the morning when I'm here.
Well, good.
I don't think I've ever fallen asleep in here. No. So, but I'm trying to think anything. I'm trying to think Hawkeye wise. I drove by the press box. It's baseball press box. Progress is
coming
along. It's coming along. It's going to be nice. Much needed. Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, we do have Iowa women's basketball players tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We'll be over there. I think we get 4 or 5 players, and then I think we get Coach Jensen tomorrow, and then we get him 2 more times in July too.
So you actually get to see a practice?
I'm not sure. Tomorrow, I don't think so. There's one where we get to watch practice for like 30 minutes. Tomorrow's is at 9 o'clock. I'm just glad that they're on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They won't interfere with this.
Chat room's fighting.
Over what?
Well, one of them said, I wonder if Pat's got any offers for your prep sports. And then the other guy says, nobody's had offers from your wife.
Jesus. Now, that's harsh.
So the guy asks if I've had any offers for your, and then some guy responds and brings his wife into it?
Yes.
Yes.
He's had offers from your wife.
That's kind of mean.
It is extremely mean.
I've had offers. I've had one offer that I rejected because it's not local. I want to keep this thing local if I can. It is kind of ironic that the best offer I've had is from somebody who lives on the other side of the country. But again, August 1st is kind of my goal. If I can get it, my percentage sold by August 1st, I hope to. There's some local people that I'm hoping to be talking to here shortly. We'll see. Again, I just think it would be better if it's owned by people local, don't you guys?
Sure.
But I will say, these people from L.A., they made a great offer. It was all in writing. They've got a vision for how they want to do it. And unfortunately, that vision included me for a year, and I'm not going to sell something and then be a part of it. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I can understand where they were coming from. It was a fair offer. And, you know, down the road, I may have to revisit it, but I do want to keep this thing local if anyone's out there listening.
But, okay, would you mind if that guy's wife traveled from Los Angeles?
I don't know if he's married. I have no idea.
One thing,
let's keep the wives out of it.
One thing we can say, the Iowa men's basketball schedule is starting to come together.
And I like it.
I do, too.
I like the three games that they've scheduled on neutral sites. Creighton,
yeah.
Alabama, and Virginia Tech, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
I do, too.
One's in Des Moines, one's in Sioux City.
Two are in Des Moines and one in Sioux City.
I'm glad it's in Sioux City as opposed to Sioux Falls, too. Nothing against Sioux Falls. They've done that. Keep it in state.
Yeah.
And, no, I think that's good. And it toughens this. That's a decent non-conference schedule. There's three games right now. You throw in Iowa State, there's four.
And there's Xavier, there's probably five.
Yeah, Xavier, though, they were terrible last year.
They were last year.
They may be better this year. I'm not convinced. But, no, they're not. It's not Texas Commerce or
no,
you know, it's not that. There will be those on the schedule. There's always going to be that. I get
yes.
it. You got to have five or six of those just so you can pocket some wins. But no, I've been impressed with all three of those, and that's what Ben said he wanted to do. We asked Ben, and it's a lot easier getting these neutral sites than home and aways.
Yes,
and that's what they're doing right now. And I say, hey, more power to them. It's interesting.
And then you get some of your numbnuts fans. Why can't they play at Carver? Got tickets for the last 10 years, and I watch Charleston Southern, and people in Des Moines get to watch the good teams.
Was that on Twitter or Facebook?
That's everywhere.
What do you mean everywhere?
Everywhere that I see, Twitter, Facebook, okay. Boards.
I didn't realize you were still on Twitter. You're still on Twitter?
Oh, I'll click on something. It'll take me there sometime.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen, but I haven't been looking either.
Yeah, some of the stuff on Facebook takes you to Twitter.
I guess those people are stuck with Michigan State.
Yeah, 10 Big Ten games.
Wisconsin, Nebraska.
Yeah, what a horrible thing.
Horrible home slate.
Isn't Iowa State in Iowa City this year?
Yes. Yeah, they're all here this year.
Yeah, so there's 11 pretty good games
yes,
right there.
Yes, exactly.
So, but people are always going to find reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with social media. It just makes it so much easier to just criticize everything. That's just how it is. People live for it. I love the people going on. You'll see somebody, and they're sitting there, and it's lots of times it's politics, either extreme left-wing or extreme. They're on there fighting for the soul of the nation and tweeting all this stuff, and then you look, and they'll have, like, one tweet will have, like, six views. These people live
social
in
social media.
They live in their own little world and think they matter when nobody's paying any attention to them.
Social media hasn't been good for humanity.
No, it hasn't.
No,
I think it's
not.
Been one of the worst things ever for humanity.
Yeah,
I really do.
I agree.
I can cite that chat room. Our app had a chat room for about 2 weeks, and I got rid of it. I got just you know.
Oh, and AI is just going to make everything even worse.
All they'd end up doing is our listeners would end up fighting with these people that jumped on. And all it was was a bunch of fighting.
Well, I mean,
we got nothing. I mean,
everything's a message board
nothing.
Now.
Yeah.
And they've been fighting on message boards for 20 years.
Well, we get, I mean, we still, they can send us messages, you know, but it's not a chat room. We get tons of messages on
But again, app. Twitter is really just one big giant message board. Kind of like, is. What's it that is. Thing you go yeah. On Kakert's board? This, what's it called? The lounge or whatever?
Swarm?
Well, no, I thought he had something called the lounge, but where it was, you had to pay to actually read that content. But that's been around for 25 years. But yeah. Now social media is everywhere now. Message boards were kind of ahead of their time. But Twitter is basically just one big message board.
Yeah, you're right.
And most of it's negative. It seems to be most people enjoy negative vibes and criticism and fighting. A lot of people just love to go on social media to do that. Well, there's no risk of getting punched in the face. There's no accountability. You can get away with about anything.
Yeah, no accountability is the
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden cowards become tough because you can hide behind your Twitter avatar. So many of them are AI images of like really good-looking men or women or eagles or all. So most of it's AI images.
Yeah.
I had some guy ripping me the other day because I have the same Twitter profile. I hadn't even thought about that. Why don't you ever change? I'm like, they're my dogs. It's my two dead dogs. That's the only Twitter photo I'm ever going to have. Why would I, put a photo of myself on there?
Yeah.
I like the ones that have photos of themselves staring into their cell phones. What is that thing? Is that taking a selfie? Is that what?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, they look like idiots.
Let me take a selfie.
My dogs are my Twitter avatar, and they always will be.
There you go.
And one guy told me my dogs were ugly. I'm like, well, they're dead. What should I have? Yeah, well, I had a guy tell me that my dogs were ugly. That was years ago, and my dogs were not ugly. You can say what you want about them. They weren't ugly. Lakota, I mean, as they got older maybe a little bit, but we all don't age well.
No, we really don't.
As this show is a public reminder.
This is proof.
Well, yeah, I did have somebody on Twitter one day tell me my dogs were ugly based on the photo. They're sitting on my Davenport in my living room. That's my photo, and I've never changed it.
Really? Yeah. Tell them to F off.
I don't even know if I'd know how to change my Twitter photo.
I posted a picture of on Facebook, my profile picture, and some guy, I've listened to you for years. Man, you got old. You know?
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah. Huh? How about that?
You listened to me for years.
That's what happens.
You know, I think for an old guy, I'm holding up as good as.
Are you vibrant?
Doing okay.
Are you vibrant? Are you willing to say you're vibrant?
Oh, yes.
Is this call going to help or hinder?
Hinder.
All right.
Hello.
Sounds like that guy who said your dogs are ugly needs a good punch in the face.
Yes.
I would agree with that. Them are fighting words, especially when my dogs are dead.
If somebody said that about my dog. That's what they get.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that encouragement.
Okay, an endorsement for a physical violence.
Go get him, pal.
No, how he should end this show.
An endorsement for physical violence?
Yeah.
To protect my dogs, one that's been dead for almost 10 years. This July 12th will be the 10-year anniversary of Buddy's death.
Thank you all.
10-year anniversary of Buddy's death, July 12th.
Wow. All righty, then. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for all of your calls. Tommy Lang, Captain Steve are next with police reports.
And we will be here on Friday, right, Captain? Yes. There's no cuts coming?
No.
Hawkfanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.